Anytime you come out of a game by 1 point, you're always delighted. But I suppose just more delighted myself, Fergus, the joint manager, is more delighted with the work the guys put in over the course of 60 minutes. I suppose just come out with 1 point win is a bonus.
And conceded two goals in the first 2 minutes. Were you worried or slightly worried at that stage?
I was slightly worried of a bit of a hammer and really more than anything else. 6 points down within 2 minutes now, it was looking fairly dire. But I have to put it to the lads, they really put it up for the last 25 minutes of that first half. And actually outscored the opposition by 2 points the rest of that half. So as I said to the lads at half time, if you'd given me 4 points down at half time after 2 minutes, I would have bitten their hand off, you know.
And in terms of choosing to play with the breeze or against it in the first half, was it your call or their call?
I suppose the last couple of days we've kind of gone against the breeze in the first half, and we're fairly decent at running the ball and got great support up the pitch. So we kind of we stuck with what we've gone with for the last couple of days now. Whether it's an advantage or a disadvantage, it's hard to know. Everyone has a different opinion, but it's just the way it worked out. And after 2 minutes, we were kind of regretting it, but at the end of the day, I suppose that bit of momentum we had near the end, the wind kind of helped along with it.
And that's two games in a row where you've left it to near the end to sort out the result. Obviously, you'd hope maybe for a different scenario in the final.
Yeah, well, I suppose we played Roscommon CBS on the first day of the league, and they gave us a bit of a lesson. So I suppose if we win any game by 1 point, I'd be absolutely delighted. I was saying to the Clare Galway guys there, it's one of the best school games we've been involved in, just in terms of excitement and the quality of football, even if it is B football, it's a fantastic quality to the game.
And finally, Keelan, what does it mean for Summerhill to be in the final?
I suppose we have a very young side there, and are tremendously ambitious, and they have another 2-3 years left in the school. But I suppose setting out at the start of the year, this is our aim of a Connacht title. A good few of those guys started working around this time last year on their strength and conditioning work with Joe Quinn on a Friday morning. This was our aim, to get to this Connacht final, and I suppose it's kind of testament to the work that they've done over the last 12 months. And I suppose as a school, we're looking to get all our teams playing up to an A grade and being competitive with that. So I suppose this is kind of a building process on top of that. So all good.